flood of tears. UN negotiator breaks down in tears. Hi, I'm Jenny Johnston, and this is Break Time Broadcast. Is it right to show your emotions in public? What if you're a public figure? In the studio with me today is Gwen Gamester to discuss this.
Hello, Jenny. Yes, this is an interesting topic, and one that's in the news right now after an incident that took place during the negotiations in Indonesia over climate change.
So, what happened?
Well, after 12 days of trying to reach a worldwide agreement on reducing greenhouse gas emissions, Ivo de Boer, a Dutch diplomat in charge of the talks, burst into tears and had to be led away by colleagues.
Why?
Well, moments earlier, Mr. de Boer had been warning delegates that failure to reach an agreement on global warming would be disastrous for the world. The problem was that China felt that Western countries should do more to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. But when it was Mr. de Boer's turn to speak, he broke down and walked off the platform. He was obviously under a lot of pressure.
So, he cried a bit. But what's the problem?
Well, some see this as a sign of emotional instability. They say that someone so emotionally fragile shouldn't be in charge of such important, high-level decisions.
But as I understand it, things turned out quite well in the end, didn't they?
Yes, that's right. In the end, a compromise was reached, with a text that did not mention specific targets, but acknowledged that deep cuts in global emissions will be required. And most importantly, the US said that it was committed to the effort. The treaty, which is known as the Bali Road Map, sets up a 2-year process of negotiations to replace the Kyoto Protocol, which expires in 2012.
Which just goes to show that it pays to turn on the waterworks every now and then.
Yes, that's right.